This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An Israeli tank brigade seized control Tuesday of the Gaza Strip side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Authorities said moving forward with an offensive in the southern city, even as Hamas militants indicated they would accept an Egypt-Qatar-brokered ceasefire deal, allowing the release of hostages and aid to come into the region. Speaking to reporters via remote from the White House Tuesday, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Israel is insisting its operation in Rafah has a limited aim and is not a full-scale invasion.
That's not what this is. That this is an operation of limited scope, scale, and duration, and aimed at cutting off Hamas's ability to ship arms across the Rafah border.
Kirby said the Palestinian militant group Hamas had offered amendments to Monday to the original Israeli proposal brokered by Egypt and Qatar, creating what he said were gaps between the Israeli and Hamas positions. He said the White House believes those gaps can easily be closed. Speaking from UN headquarters Tuesday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the world is at a decisive moment for the Palestinian and Israeli people and for the fate of the entire region. He said a ceasefire is crucial to end the suffering of the people in Gaza and urged both sides to show political courage and reach an agreement. He also criticized Israel's closing of the two main aid crossings into Gaza.
The closure of both Rafah and Kerem Shalom crossings is especially damaging to an already dire humanitarian situation. They must be reopened immediately. Just to give an example, we risk running out of fuel this evening. I urge the government of Israel to stop any escalation and engage constructively in the ongoing diplomatic talks.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Porn actor Stormy Daniels has taken the witness stand Tuesday in a former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York to give a testimony about a sexual encounter with Trump that he denies ever happened. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Daniels says she went to Trump's hotel suite thinking they were going to dinner, but came out of the bathroom to find him stripped down to boxers and a T-shirt. Daniels said Trump told her, "I thought you were serious about what you wanted. If you ever want to get out of that trailer park." Daniels went on to say, "I was offended because I never lived in a trailer park." Trump's then lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, paid Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet during the election. Trump denies charges he falsified business records to cover payments to keep sex stories private during the presidential election. Julie Walker, New York.
A U.S. soldier remains in Russian custody after being arrested last week. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Army says Staff Sergeant Gordon Black is being held in a pretrial detention facility awaiting a hearing on theft charges. U.S. officials say Black was on leave from his station in South Korea and instead of flying to his home base in Texas, went to Russia to see his girlfriend. The Army confirms Black did not seek the required approval for international travel. Given the war in Ukraine and ongoing threats to U.S. personnel, it's highly unlikely Black would have been granted approval. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police are investigating a shooting outside rapper Drake's mansion in Toronto that left a security guard seriously wounded. Authorities did not confirm whether Drake was at home at the time of the shooting, but said his team is cooperating. The shooting happened around 2 a.m. Tuesday at the affluent Bridal Path neighborhood in Toronto. Toronto Police Inspectors said video of the shooting has been recovered and the guard who was wounded remains hospitalized. The UN's International Organization for Migration released its 2024 World Migration Report Tuesday, showing conflict and climate change remain the most significant factors driving global displacement. IOM Director General Amy Pope released the report in the Bangladesh capital Dhaka, where she said she had visited masses of Rohingya refugees fleeing the conflict in Myanmar. She said that experience illustrated how conflict remains a more significant driver of displacement.
Now, climate change is driving more new displacement than ever before, but the biggest problem is still conflict. We see that here in Bangladesh, where nearly a million Rohingya people have been forced to flee their homes because of ongoing conflict in their home country.
The report also underscored the significance of international migration for economic growth, with international remittances, people sending money back home, having surged over 650%. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.